hear their cries, taking action over comfortable. Okay, then we all say, the people will rise, the people will rise, the people will rise. Here we go. The people will rise, 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 the people will rise. Do it again. The people will rise, 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 the people will rise. The future cries. Stop the madness, please stop burning oil. Hear their cries. Taking action over comfortable. Rise.
I am Alexa from Carbondale Community School. I am here at the Soapers Park for a climate strike so people can change the world.
I'm Pam Rosenthal, and I'm here at Soapers Park, and I joined Fred Mallow. He represents 350.org. It's a great organization that's helping to make you aware of what you can do to support climate action. So Fred had the vision of having the rally on the strike day, and I heard that, and I offered my assistance. So we together contacted all the schools in the local area. We tried Facebooking posters, tried to get the community. Katie and Kay was a huge help. And just to gather our Carbondale tribe together to see how we could raise awareness for climate action. So we invited different speakers from the community, Mayor Dan, Conservation Colorado, Wilderness Workshop, plant-based diets, planting trees. We just had lots and lots of great community resources make short speaks. But the big important one was to provide the space for the youth community. So we had representatives from Glenwood Springs High School even, Carbondale Community School, Carbondale High School. There were students here in attendance from Ross Montessori and from the Waldorf School in Carbondale. They didn't choose to speak, but they were here in their support. And I would say out of the crowd, it was probably, I'm guessing it was close to half of youth under 25s. So we were really excited because that was one of our main goals, was to get the youth voice out into the community and to mobilize our community for climate action. And now here's what our youth have to say about climate action and climate change.
I'm Goldie. I'm from Carbondale Community School, and I'm here because adults aren't doing anything to stop climate change, so we want to help and do it ourselves.
My name is Sierra, and I go to Carbondale Community School, and I'm here because this is my home, and I want to help it in the future.
Hi, my name is Zoe Simon, and I go to Carbondale Community School, and I'm here because we need to make a difference.
My name is Molly. I go to Carbondale Community School, and we are here because no one is helping.
My name is Lucas Schaefer. I'm from the Carbondale Community School, and I'm here because I believe it's the right thing to do.
My name is Axel Robinson, and I go to the Carbondale Community School, and I'm here because there's no Planet B.
My name's Donnie. I'm from the Carbondale Community School, and I'm here to save the forest.
My name's Ellery Richmond. I go to the Carbondale Community School, and I'm here because I think we should make a difference.
Hi, I'm Michaela. I come from the Carbondale Community School, and I'm here to change the earth because climate is a big thing right now, and if the adults won't do it, then the kids will.
My name is Matt Wells. I'm a social studies teacher at Roaring Fork High School, and I'm here today with my AP Human Geography class, which is predominantly freshmen. I think it's important from a teacher point of view, I mean, besides the fact that the themes of climate change connect to what we're studying, but more importantly, like, we want these guys to become civically engaged. We want them to care about real world issues, obviously, because they need to. And so when we get opportunities like this to take the learning out of the classroom, we need to take them and just get them to see what it's like to be part of a community and that they can have a voice and affect change, I hope.
Hi, my name is Victoria. I go to the Waldorf School in the Roaring Fork, and I have learned that our world is in danger and we need to save it and we need to join together.
Hi, my name is Jade, and I go to the Waldorf School on the Roaring Fork, and I have learned today that global warming is a very real thing and that we need to take action.
Hi, my name is Isla. I came today because I really care about our world, and I know that we have only 11 years before it's permanent, and I really don't want this climate crisis to be permanent.
Hi, I'm Isabel Walker, and I came here today to just like represent how much I care about saving our climate and saving our earth. And I've always been taking steps to trying to become more efficient and good for the environment. I'm vegan. I use as many renewable sources as I can. There's this thing my grandpa would always tell me, and it was like, if you don't brush your teeth, they'll go away. But then I started thinking that can apply to much more. And it's the same with our earth. If we keep ignoring it and keep just treating it like we are now, it's gonna go away and we're not gonna have what we have today.
Thank you, Isabel. And next we have Lizzie Barsness. Did I say that right?
Hi, my name is Lizzie Barsness. I'm also from Bonner Springs High School. As a senior, I'm preparing for college, and I can't help but wonder, why am I planning for a future that I might not have? And that's a really tough thing to face when you're trying to be an educated human being, and you want to have an education, but you're wondering, if we're not gonna like listen to the people who are educated, what's the point of getting educated and spending thousands of dollars in this education system? It's really hard to face. And I'm here to like protect the environment. I'm here for our winters as a skier, as a mountain biker. I'm here to protect those things for the future generations of this world. And I hope that the next generation, possibly my children, depending on how I feel about it in the future, will have access to those sort of things. Thank you.
Thank you, Lizzie.
I'm Lizzie Barsness. I go to Glenna Springs High School, and I'm here for climate justice and to keep our winters safe and protected for future generations.
Hello, my name is Oz. I go to Waldorf School on the Roaring Fork. And for the record, I think we've gotten stupid with the way we're treating our planet. I mean, do we really want this thing to turn into a giant ball of methane?
Hi, my name is Maya Kowick. I go to the Carbondale Community School. And I just wanted to say that we can all change the world. And we don't have to be on TV to change the world. You can change the world just by picking up trash or riding your bike to school and doing small things like turning off the water while you brush your teeth. And those things are all important and they can make a difference, but we can't do it alone. We need policy changes. We don't want to see the end of the snow. We need to fight for what's important before it's too late. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Maya. Are there other students that would like to speak? Please come up and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm George Sukup, and I also go to the Carbondale Community School. I just wanted to say, there are a lot of people like my dad who don't believe in climate change, and I think it's really ridiculous, and we kind of need to, re-educate them, because they obviously haven't been.
Thank you, George.
Hi, I'm Misha Logan. I go to Roaring Fork High School. I'm a freshman. And I think it's really important to be here, and like the climate matters. We only have one Earth. We got to take care of it.
Hi, my name is Samantha Corcoran, and I go to Glenwood Springs High School. Me and Zoe Harbor, we're both on the board of Impact Club at our school, and we're here because this is like our future, and we have to fight for it because it's disappearing really fast. And also last year, we did a March for Climate Change, and a bunch of like adults attacked us online for doing it, and said a lot of really mean things. So I feel like this is kind of showing like we're not going to let that affect us, and we're going to keep trying.
I'm also fighting for climate change so that the future generations can be able to experience the beauty that we experience today.
Hi, I'm Diana Alcantara, and I teach at Carbondale Community School. And I came out today to the climate action at Soper's Park to support Greta and all the students that got out today. And I'm so proud of the students from my school, the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders came, and they spoke. And they spoke from their heart. And I'll tell you, it came together last minute. So people are feeling the urgency, and from their hearts that we can do something, that we must come together and speak out and then figure out what we're going to do to solve this puzzle.
Hi, my name is Sadie. I'm from the Carbondale Community School, and being out here and standing up for our environment is important to me because it's all we have left.
Hi, I'm Kelly Hillicky. I'm from the Carbondale Community School, and I like to stand up for what I believe in.
Hi, I'm Juliana Pitts from Carbondale Community School, and I'm here because I think that the senators should see and call a global warming emergency thingy.
Hi, I'm Taylor Rubenstein from the Carbondale Community School, and I'm here because I feel like we should do more for the Earth.
My name's Maya Kolwick. I'm from Carbondale Community School, and I think it's important to protect the environment because everything we do relies on it, and without it, we don't really have anything.
Hi, Carmen. I'm Carmen Gonzalez-Pringas. I think it's really important to do this so that people have more awareness towards the environment because that's where we are and the next generations are going to be, and we don't want to ruin it for them.
My name?
Yeah.
Grayson from Carbondale Community School, and I think it's important because we need to save the polar bears. Yeah, that's it. It's a star.
One world home. Carbondale, you're awesome.